News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6:05 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on a Wednesday. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley with you.
Good morning.
You know, we had Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday. Yes. We're still trying to figure out what Wednesday is. I'm sure someone out there has a name for it. And if not, we will name this Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Just stay tuned and we'll come up with that soon. 39 degrees, kind of a little chilly as you get started on this morning. Not as chilly as yesterday morning, and looks like the temperatures are heading up for the rest of the week. But don't listen to me. Listen to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams when we check in with him in just a minute. Got a lot of news to get to this morning. Got a lot of sports to get to as well. And it all gets started on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5 with the traffic update from Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Suns, towing and recovery traffic center accident. Free conditions continue this morning as we're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Light traffic from Daphne, Malvis, and Loxley, and no delays through Mobile so far along Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin and 65, and traveling out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Get the gift of Blacksmith Experience this year. Class and gift certificate information available at the Blacksmith Experience. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be mild with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild again with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan for Omaha Steaks. And what a time of year. We get to give gifts of taste and great taste with Omaha Steaks. Love the meat from Omaha Steaks. Big fan of all the different selections. And right now, you have a chance to give the gift of this great flavor, this great top quality meat from Omaha Steaks. If you'll go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code Sullivan, my last name, in the search bar to order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99. Now you get 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, 4 savory premium-cut pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, plus right now for y'all, a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. Plus, you get that Omaha Steaks signature seasoning pack, all for $69.99. The food, the cutlery, the whole thing, $69.99. It's Omaha Steaks, guaranteed fresh, guaranteed flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and delivered in a cooler with dry ice, ready to cook to that lucky person that gets the gift from you. So don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Sullivan into the search bar to order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today.
6:09 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. Sean will be back later this week. And yeah, I don't think they've put a name on Wednesday yet. Every single weekday the last week has had a name.
It has.
Yeah, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Sunday.
Wait, don't forget Thanksgiving.
Well, you did have Thanksgiving. That's a pretty big day too.
Right.
I don't think Sunday had a national name. Of course, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday. So I'm surprised it hasn't been branded like Website Wednesday or something like that. But I did look up on the national What Day Is Today calendar.
Yes.
Because you know everyone has their day, and today it's we've got a 4-pack. It's National Cookie Day. It's National Package Protection Day, which makes sense because a lot of those Black Friday and Cyber Monday packages are probably coming in at this point. National Dice Day.
Oh.
And the National Sock Day, so you can keep your cookies and your dice in your socks. And,
oh geez.
Protect your packages.
You're getting serious with it. Well, you also brought up a good idea of work it off Wednesday from all the turkey, the ham that people consumed.
And is anyone out there still working on leftovers like I am? Like normally it just takes a couple days. And then how safe is it? How long can you go on
and
the
And then you had to throw that in there.
Because I'm always, whenever I'm in the fridge with leftovers, whether it's Thanksgiving leftovers or not, I always ask the wife, I'm like, do you think this is safe to eat?
I think it all has to do with how it's packaged, you know, when you are storing it. Mm. And as I've gotten a little older, you know what I've started doing is just immediately freezing things.
That's smart. That's smart.
But it only took me umpteen years to get that memo.
I've already filled the freezer, so not much room in there. We got a busy week still. I know we're at midweek already, but today, Midday Mobile going back out on the road live at noon from the fantail of the USS Alabama at Battleship Memorial Park. We'll be live from 12 to 1, and then following that, the Scuttlebutt Network comes in, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. That is unless they kick me off the mic early. They're supposed to take over 1 o'clock. So check out Midday and Scuttlebutt today. Tomorrow night, Fairhope Brewing Company, we get their 12 Bartenders of Christmas started. The FM Talk crew bartending for charity from 5 to 7 tomorrow night. Tips and donations going to Wilmer Hall Children's Home. And then Friday, Midday Mobile live again on the road, noon to 2 at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest Road. And they're having a Christmas open house. And the store owner, Joe Brown, said he'll be giving away a CBD SunMed relief bundle valued at over $240. So come out on the road. Come see FM Talk 106.5, and we'll give you some of those huggers. We got floating keychains. Just come out and say
hi. They won't let us get near.
No, they are a valuable commodity around here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, time for headlines with Kelly Finley.
All righty, Dalton. Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. It is 6:11 on your Wednesday morning. Listen, this is a personal note for you. As many of you know, my husband, Carlos Finley, he's in the news this morning. He is being accused of an alleged assault last weekend. My husband has issued the following statement saying, quote, "I am completely innocent of any alleged wrongdoing." My husband says he wants to allow the legal process to take its course, and we will issue a more in-depth statement when appropriate and at a later time. Let's get you caught up on more headlines here in our city and in our state. As happening right now, a 2-year-old child is missing at this hour, and authorities need your help. His name is Prince Byron Windham. He was last seen wearing a gray and black jogging suit with a blue long sleeve shirt underneath and a green toboggan, and was last seen at his home in the Walker County community back on December the 3rd. And he could be anywhere in the state. And as you can imagine, his parents are very concerned. If you have any information regarding the whereabouts of little 2-year-old Prince Byron Windham, you are encouraged to call the Parish Police Department at 205-486-7100 or simply 911. In your national news, Democratic Senator Kamala Harris told her supporters that she was ending her bid for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020. The senator posted a message on social media saying, quote, "I've taken stock and looked at this from every angle, and over the last few days have come to one of the hardest decisions of my life. My campaign for president simply does not have the financial resources we need to continue." Senator Harris initially raised a very impressive $12 million in her first 3 months of her campaign, and she even landed major endorsements. But ultimately, those efforts came up short as more people entered the race. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thanks, Kelly. Comes down to the money. Got to have a lot of money to run for president. And, when the Democrat campaign started, Sean and I, we both took our guesses at who would win it. And, I like looking at the odds.
Yes.
And I like taking long shots.
Yes.
And, you got to take the odds.
You have to.
So my prediction was that Kamala Harris was going to win the nomination. Now, we're talking nearly a year ago that I made this prediction. I just thought she would be the toughest for Trump to go after in a one-on-one debate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that will not be held over my head at all that I was wrong on that prediction.
Well, did you see the trolling that's already happening?
No.
Because the president issued a message to her and she answered back. And You know, the social media business, let me try to find it really fast. It's no joke.
Oh, yeah, she said something like, I'll see you at your trial.
Yes, because he said, we'll miss you, you know. Mm-hmm. And she, let me see. Oh, here it is. President Trump, 12 hours ago, said, too bad, we will miss you, Kamala. And then she responded, don't worry, Mr. President, I'll see you at your trial.
Mm, feisty words.
Yeah, I don't know, from all those who made their announcements, because there wasn't there like 20 or 22 people on the Democratic
yeah,
side?
Yeah, I think now we're down to 16.
It might be 17.
Okay.
Maybe.
I think it was 17 before she dropped. Yeah. But either way.
You know, at this point.
A million.
But the one who stood out the most to me was Senator Klobuchar when she was standing in the snow and all that snow was coming down and she was, I don't even know what she was saying, but you're just staring at her like, you know, it's cold. the visual effect. But
thank goodness
yeah.
Bernie wasn't out there.
And then his heart attack. I mean, how many people can say they survived a heart attack and got back on the campaign trail? I mean, this has been, truly days of our lives.
Crazy.
It really has.
And is it almost over? No. We've got a long ways to go.
Oh, my goodness. I know it. So, and of course, Michael Bloomberg just totally shifted everything for mm-hmm, both sides because yep. of all that money. But we shall see.
We shall.
This is why you tune in to us.
Exactly. Keep tuning in for months to come, years to come, hopefully. This is FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings coming back. Got your sports news, too. Tagovailoa speaks about his future, and it may not be in the NFL next year. Might be coming back to Alabama. I'll let you know more coming up in sports.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man in Kanawha County will face a capital murder charge after police say he shot a pregnant woman inside an Evergreen grocery store. Deputies arrested Michael Mitchell for the death of LaVon McCreary. McCreary, who was pregnant with her third child, was killed Monday at the Pick and Save on Highway 31. A string of violent incidents last month prompted the city of Pensacola to form a new police task force. This morning, we expect the mayor to announce the first arrest from that effort. Press conference is scheduled for 9 this morning. The only baseball coach the University of Mobile has ever had has died. Mike Jacobs suffered a heart attack on the campus baseball field that bears his name on Tuesday. He was 64 years old. The Hall of Fame coach started the University of Mobile's baseball program in 1990 and was named athletic director in June. Jacobs is being remembered as a legendary coach who also was a spiritual mentor to hundreds of players over his career. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Nothing says thank you like Monroe sausage and bacon. Order your gift packs for family, friends, or business gifts for the holidays. Order now at MonroeSausage.com and we'll take care of the rest. Monroe sausage, yeah, it's that good.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
The penultimate college football playoff rankings are released. Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa talks about his future, and the AHSAA Super 7 begins tonight in Auburn. 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The latest college football playoff rankings were released last night, with Alabama falling 7 spots to number 12. That's 1 spot behind Auburn in the newest rankings after the Tigers beat the Tide 48-45 on Saturday. Ohio State remained the number 1 ranked team for the second week in a row after a dominant 56-27 win over Michigan. The Buckeyes face number 8 Wisconsin this coming Saturday for the Big Ten Championship. The rest of the top 4 also remained the same from last week, with Joe Burrow and LSU at number 2, followed by Clemson and Georgia. LSU and Georgia will compete on Saturday for the SEC Championship, while Clemson will face number 23-ranked Virginia in the ACC title game. Utah assumed the number 5 spot in the rankings ahead of its Pac-12 championship against number 13-ranked Oregon, while Oklahoma is at number 6 before they face number 7 Baylor for the Big 12 title on Saturday. Florida and Penn State round out the top 10, followed by Auburn and Bama. The final college football playoff rankings will be released on Sunday. Injured Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa made some headlines yesterday after speaking with ESPN's Kirk Herbstreit about his future plans for his career. Tua, who's eligible to enter this year's NFL draft, but could also return for a final season at Alabama, told Herb Street that it will be a, quote, business decision for him that he plans to make with the help of his family. And my audio's not running, but I promise.
Still gotta there we go. Talk, you know, with my family about all of this, see what their input is. And, you know, now is not the time to be making emotional decisions, but now you got to change into thinking as a businessman. You know, you got to make business decisions, and it's just going to be a business decision we'd have to make as a family. But, you know, my parents would tell you, you know, it ended up coming down to my decision.
January 20th is the deadline for players to announce whether they plan to enter the draft. Tua told Herb Street he may announce his decision before then. University of Mobile baseball coach and athletic director Mike Jacobs passed away at the age of 64 on Tuesday. Jacobs died of an apparent heart attack. He launched the University of Mobile baseball program 30 years ago and has been the only coach since. He previously coached the UMS Wright baseball team to a state championship and also played his college ball at the University of South Alabama under legendary coach Eddie Stanky. The Super 7 Alabama High School football state championships begin tonight in Auburn at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Our area has three teams still competing for championships, but none take the field until tomorrow. Tonight at 7, we get a rematch of last year's 7A title game, with Thompson taking on Central Phoenix City. Central won the game 52-7 last year. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. for the 3A title, Mobile Christian takes on Piedmont. At 3 tomorrow, Mars Hill and Lynette battle for the 1A title. And at 7 tomorrow night, it's the 5A championship between Central Clay County and Pleasant Grove. On Friday at 11 a.m., the UMS Wright Bulldogs look to win their third straight title in 4A and their 33rd game in a row when they play Jacksonville. At 3 p.m. Friday, Fife plays Realtown in 2A. And at 7, Spanish Fort faces Oxford for the 6A title. Good luck to Mobile Christian, UMS Wright, and Spanish Fort in their big games this week. 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be mild with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild again with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Attention on deck. This is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Come join me and co-host Cal Waters this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on the battleship. Hoorah!
And this is Dalton Norwick. I'll be doing the lead-in for Tom and Cal with Midday Mobile from noon till 1 from atop the battleship in the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. That's Wednesday, starting at noon at the battleship and on FM Talk 106.5. Come see us.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions and a great ride across the Bayway coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fort. No delays. School buses are traveling again this morning, but nothing out of the ordinary from Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65 and heading up to Pritchard and Saraland. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months plus $500 holiday cash back or $5,500 in savings, model number 6955. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you. Thank you, Kane. 624 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. 39 degrees outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios.
Burr. But it's going to warm up.
And you're nice and bottled up.
You like that?
Yeah.
You know, I
look ready for winter. And winter hasn't... It starts on the 21st, right?
Yes, 21st. Officially, it starts. But, you know, I'm from a cold weather state. Mm-hmm. And so you learn early how to keep warm or stay warm. And once you get that chill, it's hard to shake it.
For sure. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will let us know how warm it'll get today. I think we're warming up. I don't think it'll be as cold tonight or tomorrow morning as it was last night and the night before. But don't trust me. Again, trust Dr. Bill Williams, and we'll talk with him in just a few minutes. Right now, it's time to check the headlines of the day. Here's Kelly.
Thank you, Dalton. 6:25 on your Wednesday morning. Good morning. And now to a story that we've been following since Thanksgiving Day after a domestic situation turned into attempted murder charges for a local grandfather. Here's what's new this morning. Bond has been set for 58-year-old David Simmons. He was arrested for the attempted murder of his grandson at the Pecan Grove Apartments here in Mobile. After an initial investigation, Mobile police say that Timmons and his grandson were involved in a dispute which turned violent, and that's when Timmons is accused of retrieving a gun and shooting the victim. His grandson was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Timmons is currently in jail awaiting his trial date. That's according to jail records, and according to the Mobile County District Attorney's Office, his bond has been set for $150,000. Let's talk about sharks this morning, like great white sharks in the Gulf of Mexico. I have a thing for sharks, I have to say. Tracking company O-Search has announced that Unimaki, a 15-foot-long, 2,076-pounder, she is an adult female shark, she has been tracked to the Gulf. The shark was most recently located far off the coast of Fort Myers, Florida. Unimaki, that name means land of the fog, and she was tagged September 20th off the coast of Nova Scotia. And so O-Search says, quote, as a big, mature female, Unimaki has a potential to lead us to the site where she gives birth and exposes a new white shark nursery. Unimaki is one of several great whites swimming in the Gulf right now, including Hudson and Helena or Helena, depending on where you're from. They're both smaller sharks. But O-Search says that the closest shark being tracked near the Alabama coast, that's the 8-footer, 200-pounder tiger shark named Southjaw, currently in the waters off Pensacola. And it's really cool because you can track the sharks. Mm-hmm. I'll post that to social media so you can do so. But how cool is that? I mean, it's cool from a distance, but it's frightening to know that that's swimming up underneath the waters. Mm-hmm. So
that's why I don't surf. Not many people know that.
Really? Well, look at you. And that's when you hear the movie Jaws. You hear the soundtrack. For some reason, it gets louder and louder. But go ahead, Unimaki. Love that. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, I'm close it out. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder who named the shark Southjaw. Had to have been somebody from the University of South Alabama, right?
Of course.
You got Southpaw. And it only makes sense because universities, I think they name sharks, whoever finds it, and Southjaw.
They've got a lot of bragging rights this morning.
Coming back, more Mobile Mornings. We'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, get the full forecast for the rest of the week and the weekend.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A string of violent incidents last month prompted the city of Pensacola to form a new police task force. This morning, we expect the mayor to announce the first arrest from that effort. The press conference is scheduled for 9 this morning. The man accused of shooting his grandson at a Mobile apartment complex is scheduled to be in court today. David Timmons is expected to enter a plea. He's being held on a $160,000 bond for attempted murder and allegedly shooting into a building. The suspect accused of shooting 15-year-old Anissa Baker last year will also be in court. Jamarcus Holyfield is asking a judge for youthful offender status. Police say he fired shots during a party last year at the Grand Hall on Halls Mill Road. One of those shots killed Baker, a McGill-Tulin High School student. And students and staff at the University of Mobile are mourning after the school's athletic director died suddenly. 64-year-old Mike Jacobs died from a heart attack. Jacobs was the school's first and only baseball coach, creating the team in 1990. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Since 1921, Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company has been the place to get insurance coverage for Alabama residents for protection of homes, farms, and commercial property. For complete property and liability coverage, see Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company, 315 East Laurel Avenue in Foley, providing outstanding property and casualty coverage for the Gulf Coast since 1921 and a proud supporter of Auburn University. War Eagle.
Buying new from Trailer Sales Alabama makes more sense than buying used anywhere else. You'll get the best built utility and car trailer brands at a great price. All with standard 15-inch wheels, radial tires, treated wood floors, and spare tire holders. Return customers drive from Florida, Mississippi, and Louisiana for the service, selection, and exceptional value. See all Trailer Sales Alabama inventory on Facebook and Twitter. Open every day, financing and delivery available, and no dock fees. Trailer Sales Alabama in Theodore.
The impeachment inquiry moves to the House Judiciary Committee this morning.
Our hearing focuses really on the legal standard. That is, what do the terms bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanor mean?
Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline. The president is meeting today with NATO leaders near London. Talk scheduled with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, and Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen. Trump met with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson last night. Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp will announce his choice to replace retiring Senator Johnny Isaacson this morning, speculation focusing on wealthy business executive Kelly Loeffler. President Trump and his allies are urging he choose Representative Doug Collins, one of the president's most vocal supporters at the impeachment hearings. France is getting ready for massive nationwide strikes against government plans to overhaul the state pension system that will disrupt trains, buses, and flights and force many schools to close. Stock futures are gaining this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Shoppers increased their spending by 16% over the five-day shopping period between Thanksgiving Day and Cyber Monday, signaling consumer confidence hasn't wavered in the face of global political and economic uncertainty. Nearly 190 million shoppers made purchases during the period, a 14% increase over last year, and more of them shopped online than in stores. Mexico's government and business leaders are voicing opposition to a key demand of Democratic lawmakers in a renegotiated North American trade pact, jeopardizing the deal's passage this year. Congressional Democrats, blaming Mexico for not living up to labor promises in the current NAFTA, have asked the Trump administration to beef up labor rules in its new version of the deal, known as the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. Crude oil up sharply, trading at $56.99 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Look, I see a 10 point.
I see it too. I'm down to one arrow. Let's do this.
Oh, be careful. It's near my truck.
It's okay. I'm a good shot. Oh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision, we got this.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Good morning, 6:34 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. Sean Sullivan will be back very, very soon. Right now it's time to talk with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton, and good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Dr. Bill.
So not quite as chilly as we began yesterday morning, but still under 40 degrees outside of our studios. Tell us what we can expect today, the rest of the weekend. What's on the plate?
Yeah, well, we got a warming trend that's going to start today. As you mentioned, it was not quite as cold as yesterday. We're going to get into the upper 60s this afternoon. That should be nice, about 67, 68 degrees with plenty of sunshine. Tonight, we will cool down into the low 40s, so it looks like most areas will stay out of the 30s tonight. And then tomorrow, we'll repeat today's weather, the sunny skies, again in the upper 60s. Now, after that, we've got some rain in the forecast. A low-pressure area will move across Texas, and by daybreak on Friday, it'll be in Louisiana. And therefore, we can look for showers on Friday. And a high of around 70 degrees. Showers will be off and on through the day on Friday and then should taper off late in the afternoon as that low moves out over the Gulf and heads toward the Florida Peninsula. And so the rain will move out at least Friday afternoon or Friday evening. And then Saturday will be mostly cloudy, a mild day, about 68 degrees. And on Sunday, a few showers are possible with a high around 70. And then we'll start next week in the 70s, quite mild with a few showers Monday and Tuesday. So we're in for some mild weather and with showers, and showers will be most numerous, of course, on Friday.
That's my spot right there, mid-60s to mid-70s. Pleasant weather, and that makes for a pleasant Dalton over the weekend. So I'm looking forward to that. But it's not very pleasant for the rest of the nation. I'm seeing the winter storm we've been talking about the last couple days dumped at least a foot of snow across 25 states. So half the nation right now dealing with some unpleasant weather.
Yeah, well, fortunately, that center of that storm now is well to the east of New England, and they're getting a strong northerly winds and some cold temperatures. What they're seeing right now across the Great Lakes are what we call the lake effect snows. And even though the storm system is now out over the Atlantic, has moved away, the cold air coming out of Canada goes over the lakes, which are not frozen. And therefore, it picks up moisture, so the southern and eastern portions of the Great Lakes can get a lot of heavy snow.
Hmm.
And we call it lake effect snows. Now, once the lakes freeze, then that snowfall pattern disappears. But right now, they can get some very heavy snows in late November and through the middle portion of December around the Great Lakes.
See, I'm always learning something when you're on, Dr. Bill.
And that's my home state, Dr. Bill, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
We appreciate it, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Get his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, got more news, weather, and traffic, and got that sports news for you, too. You're listening to Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas fireplace and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 844-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, it's been a perfect ride so far as you traveling from airport to Offutt at Spring Hill and 65, Tillman's Corner at Theodore along Highway 90. Watch for some radar there. And just across the Bayway from Daphne, Malbus, and Loxley as see state troopers. Long hours in the kitchen, unwanted assistance from that certain family member in cleaning up the mess by yourself, or a Christmas brunch at the Battle House Hotel inside the Crystal Ballroom from 10:30 to 2:30. For reservations, call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
Welcome back. 20 minutes till 7 here, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. We're going to start with some serious news locally and then take you statewide as you can celebrate with you and your family. Mobile police have issued more information on a recent traffic fatality which happened December 2nd just after 12:30 a.m. That's when police responded to Government Boulevard in reference to a traffic accident with one person trapped, and this accident involved a fire. The trapped driver was burned beyond recognition. The other driver, which was involved, was transported to a local hospital for treatment. According to the preliminary investigation, it shows that the driver, which passed away, was traveling eastbound in the westbound lanes of Government Boulevard. The vehicles then collided head-on, and that's what caused that fire. The deceased driver will have to be forensically identified by the state. And on a lighter note, a much lighter note, in case you missed it, earlier this week, Governor Kay Ivey was joined by representatives of 9 Native American tribes who have lived on the land which ultimately became the state of Alabama. It was all part of a flag exchange event. So Senator Arthur Orr, who is a Republican from Decatur and chairman of the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, says that the commission wanted to commemorate the contributions to the state's culture and history by Native Americans, which started more than 200 years ago. Alabama became the 22nd state admitted to the Union on December 14, 1819. Names that many of us are very familiar with in this area who were part of the ceremony were the Mississippi Band of Choctaw Indians, the Muscogee Creek Nation, and Porch Band of Creek Indians. So for the last 3 years, the Alabama Bicentennial Commission has worked with state agencies and private partners, highlighting Alabama's establishment as a federal territory, which dates back to 1817. And so those festivities have included parades and festivals and concerts all across the state, and all the celebrations will wrap up on the state's 200th birthday, which is December 14th in Montgomery. And if you'd like to learn more, you can follow the commission on Twitter at AL200. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 642 FM Talk 106.5. And check out the website, FMTalk106.5.com, for our three big things this morning. And we'll talk more on this first story later. But yesterday, the Mobile City Council tables the vote on a new lease for Hank Aaron Stadium until next week. We've been talking about the two competing proposals. Both want to bring baseball back to the Hank now that the Bay Bears are gone, but we'll have to wait at least another week to see what the city council decides to do with that. And this is another vote that will require a super majority vote in the council, meaning 5 of the 7 council members have to agree. And we've seen that story before and seen it recently here in Mobile. So more on that later. Also, Trump takes a bold stance at NATO as they meet in London as the impeachment inquiry boils at home. And a story that was mentioned earlier in Kelly's headlines, Kamala Harris ends her White House bid and cites lack of funding. You can read more on that at fmtalk1065.com. And coming up, this was a sad story I read today and an unbelievable story. Willie Nelson says that health issues will force him to stop smoking pot.
Wait, huh?
Willie Nelson says he's going to quit smoking weed.
But
pigs aren't flying.
Okay, but okay. I have so many questions.
I'll try to answer some of those questions later. But yeah, some earth-shattering news this morning. Willie
Very
Nelson.
Much so.
What's Snoop Dogg? He better not come out and say that because I don't know what the community that community will
well,
do.
Well, he
they
and Martha
lose.
Stewart would have to do another video.
They would. Coming up, I got your sports. Tua Tagovailoa speaks about his future and says, well, he might not be going into the NFL draft this year. He might wait and come back and play for Alabama one more season. And more on that later in sports. You're listening to FM Talk 106.5.
It's all about you,
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Experience Mobile's most unique hardware experience this fall and holiday season. Spring Hill Ace Hardware has all your favorite brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. For homeowners and contractors, Spring Hill Ace carries only high-quality products. Benjamin Moore Paint, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. All in one trip, you'll find hardware, gifts, home improvement, beautiful house plants, bedding plants, and landscape. Exceptional personal service, stocked with all you need, locally owned, and so convenient. Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell Road. Like us on Facebook.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man in Kanaka County will face a capital murder charge after police say he shot a pregnant woman inside an Evergreen grocery store. Deputies arrested Michael Mitchell for the death of LaVon McCreary. McCreary, who was pregnant with her third child, was killed Monday at the Pick and Save on Highway 31. A string of violent incidents last month prompted the city of Pensacola to form a new police task force. This morning, we expect the mayor to announce the first arrest from that effort. Press conference is scheduled for 9 this morning. The only baseball coach the University of Mobile has ever had has died. Mike Jacobs suffered a heart attack on the campus baseball field that bears his name on Tuesday. He was 64 years old. The Hall of Fame coach started the University of Mobile's baseball program in 1990 and was named athletic director in June. Jacobs is being remembered as a legendary coach who also was a spiritual mentor to hundreds of players over his career. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Sean Sullivan for the Maids, referred for a reason. Speaking of the guys here for a second, don't you love when you give that gift at the holidays for Christmas? You give that gift that gets the, oh, wow. Oh, honey. Oh, wow. One of those? Yeah. Think all of us guys like it. And you can give a gift right now that'll get that reaction 12 months a year. And that is the gift of clean and the gift of time when you call the Maids and get that free estimate. 344-6626. These are the folks that work at our house. And if they can fix our house and keep it clean and looking great, they can do wonders with your place as well. Give the gift of clean, give the gift of time, and do that right now. So you could even like make it kind of part of, say, honey, listen, what I've done is we got you the sparkly thing for Christmas, but also, dun-dun-dun, got the Maids coming by and cleaning our house once a week or twice a month or whatever you work out with the Maids. Get that gift of clean and, more importantly, the gift of time. Get a free estimate today. 344-6626 for the Maids.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The latest college football playoff rankings were released last night. Alabama falling 7 spots to number 12. That's 1 spot behind Auburn in the latest rankings after the Tigers beat the Tide 48-45 on Saturday. Ohio State remained the number one ranked team for the second week in a row after a dominant 56-27 win over Michigan. The Buckeyes face number 8 Wisconsin this coming Saturday for the Big Ten championship. The rest of the top four also remained the same from last week, with Joe Burrow and LSU at number 2, followed by Clemson and Georgia. LSU and Georgia will compete on Saturday for the SEC championship, while Clemson will face number 23 ranked Virginia in the ACC title game. Utah assumed the number 5 spot in the rankings ahead of its Pac-12 championship against number 13 ranked Oregon, while Oklahoma is at number 6 before they face number 7 ranked Baylor for the Big 12 title on Saturday. Florida and Penn State round out the top 10, followed by Auburn and Alabama. The final college football playoff rankings will be released on Sunday. Injured Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa made some headlines yesterday after speaking with ESPN's Kirk Herbstreit about his future plans for his career. Tua, who's eligible to enter this year's NFL draft, but could also return for a final season at Alabama, told Herbstreit that it will be a, quote, business decision for him that he plans to make with the help of his family.
I still got to talk, you know, with my family about all of this, see what their input is, and, you know, now is not the time to be making emotional decisions, but now you got to change into thinking as a businessman. You know, you got to make business decisions, and it's just going to be a business decision we'd have to make as a family. But you know, my parents would tell you, you know, it'd end up coming down to my decision.
January 20th is the deadline for players to announce whether they plan to enter the draft. Tua told Herbstreit he may announce his decision before then.
Once we, you know, come to a decision and we've prayed on it and, you know, what I feel is, you know, heavy on my heart that is the right thing to do for me, then, you know, I'll do it whether it's tomorrow, you know, or on the 20th of January, then, you know, that'll be it.
University of Mobile baseball coach and athletic director Mike Jacobs passed away at the age of 64 yesterday. Jacobs died of an apparent heart attack. Jacobs launched the University of Mobile baseball program 30 years ago, and since then he's been the only coach. He previously coached the UMS Wright baseball team to a state championship, and he played his college ball at the University of South Alabama under legendary coach Eddie Stanky. In NFL news, the Carolina Panthers announced Tuesday they fired head coach Ron Rivera after 9 seasons with the team. Panthers team owner David Tepper said in a statement he believes it's the best decision for the long-term success of his team. And the Super 7 Alabama High School Football State Championships begin tonight in Auburn at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Our area has 3 teams still competing for championships, but none take the field until tomorrow. Tonight at 7, we get a rematch of last year's 7A title game with Thompson taking on Central Phoenix City. Central won that game 52-7 last year. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. for the 3A title, Mobile Christian takes on Piedmont. At 3 tomorrow, Mars Hill and Lynette battle for the 1A title. And at 7 tomorrow night, it's the 5A championship between Central Clay County and Pleasant Grove. On Friday at 11 a.m., the UMS Wright Bulldogs look to win their 3rd straight title in 4A and 33rd game in a row when they play Jacksonville. At 3 p.m. Friday, Fife plays Real Town in 2A, and at 7, Spanish Fort faces Oxford for the 6A title. It's 6:51. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Quint's Sporting Goods in Saraland. For every hunting season, Quince has everything you need and want. Quince Sporting Goods in Saraland, just off I-65.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be mild with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild again with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. From the CBDAmerica1.com Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continues. You're traveling through Mobile. No delays. Airport, Dolphin, and Spring Hill. Also, you're traveling Schillinger and Three Notch at Tillman's Corner and Theodore. You've got some radar in that stretch and also along Highway 90. But for now, Daphne, Spanish Fort, across the Bayway, it's clear. Holiday Market and Christmas Kids Day is back this Saturday from 10 to 2 in Mardi Gras Park. Plenty of activities for kids while you shop with local vendors. Free parking at the Civic Center and a shuttle by train to Mardi Gras Park. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 6:54 here on FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. Come see us today, Midday Mobile, live at noon from the fantail of the USS Alabama. Scuttlebutt Network follows with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. We'd love to see you out there at Battleship Memorial Park. Right now it's time for the headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. And what should have been a time of celebration turns into tragedy after a 21-year-old man was shot and killed in the port city. Mobile police have now made an arrest in that deadly shooting, which happened one day before Thanksgiving. That's when 21-year-old Andre Gable was shot and killed last Wednesday in the shopping center parking lot at the corner of University Boulevard and Cottage Hill Road. On Tuesday, MPD investigators confirmed that 16-year-old Jamaurice Pierce was identified as the gunman. Pierce surrendered to police and was booked into jail on a murder charge. And a local man has been sentenced to 30 years behind bars after being sentenced in a child abuse case involving a 3-month-old baby. James Edward Grimes II pleaded guilty to aggravated child abuse and was sentenced to 3 decades in prison. According to the Mobile County District Attorney's Office, last year, a 3-month-old baby was brought to USA Medical Center with, quote, flu-like symptoms. During an examination, the child was found to have fractures to their ribs, their skull, and to their arms. And making news out of Montgomery, Hyundai Motor America is applauding its own success now that the numbers are in when it comes to November sales numbers. They've been posted and they are up by 6% compared to last year. According to Hyundai, this is the 15th time out of the last 16 months of increasing overall Hyundai vehicle sales. In addition to that, retail sales increased 19% in November. Get this, Dalton. Hyundai thinks this is all due to the redesigned 2020 Sonata, which hit the market. Productions in Montgomery began last month. They call the 2020 Sonata the first sedan designed with what the company calls its sensuous sportiness designed language.
Oh, my.
It has a, it has a sporty four-door coupe look and employs a reduced weight for improvements in design, safety, efficiency, and driving performance. The Montgomery plant currently builds the Santa Fe SUV and the Sonata and the Elantra sedans. That's a great win for the state of Alabama. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Good stuff. Thanks, Kelly. 6:56 FM Talk 106.5. Well, pigs are flying, yes. Sharks are walking on land, and country music legend Willie Nelson is giving up smoking marijuana because of health issues.
That's a headline I'd never thought I'd hear.
He gave an interview with KSAT in San Antonio and said, and he's 86 years old now, by the way. He said, I have abused my lungs quite a bit in the past, so breathing is a little more difficult these days, and I have to be careful. Mm-hmm. He said, I don't smoke anymore, take better care of myself. I'm sure he's found a way to ingest the marijuana anyway. He said he stated earlier this year he credits his fondness for weed with saving his life because it actually made him live a healthier lifestyle. He said, I wouldn't be alive. It saved my life, really. I wouldn't have lived 85 years if I'd have kept drinking and smoking like I was when I was 30. So Willie Nelson, still a marijuana advocate, but no longer smoking the grass.
Does he still have his 2 ponytails?
Yes, of course. I don't think he'll ever get rid of those. I would hope he wouldn't.
Then that's really when the pigs are not flying, but walking. Walking and talking.
That's the last thing I expected was Willie giving it up. But, you know, everyone grows old. And that was a kind of a sad way to end the 6 o'clock hour. FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings on the way.